When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to rattle off a list of signs that the narcissist has another supply. There's always signs when you're with a narcissist that they may be dealing with somebody else, okay? But not everybody knows the signs or picks up on the signs. So I'm going to go through a couple of signs that the narcissist has another supply, all right? One sign that a narcissist could have another supply. When a narcissist has a lot of supply, they don't want to take pictures with you, okay? So in other words, if you ask the narcissist, come on, let's take a picture or something like that, that narcissist is not going to want to take a picture. They're going to say, no, we don't need to take a picture, or I'm not into pictures. Or if they do take the picture, they try to ruin the picture by making, you know, a sarcastic face or sticking their tongue out or doing something. The reason for that is the narcissist is afraid that you're going to take a picture with them and you're going to post it all over your social media and their old lady or old man is going to see that picture. So when narcissists have another supply or other supplies, they don't usually want to take pictures with people because they're in fear that these pictures will be posted on social media and they get caught, all right? Next, when a narcissist has a lot of supply, they want to look alone when they're out with you. So a lot of times if you go out in public with a narcissist, they always kind of, they'll keep their distance from you. Maybe they'll walk ahead of you or walk behind you, or they'll try to make like they're not with you. And what is that about? They're afraid they're going to run into another supply and they're going to be seen, okay? So when a narcissist has a lot of supply, they don't want to be seen next to you in public, like, you know, holding you or acting like they're a couple with you, because they're afraid that, you know, they're going to be spotted by some other supply or some other supply's friends. Now, narcissists in the love bombing stage may, you know, put their arm around you or show public affection with you, but that's in the very beginning. But once that narcissist, you know, feels pretty comfortable with you and they go out with you, they're not going to want to, you know, look like they're a couple with you. They'll, like, for instance, you go to a store with them, a common store in your town, they're always going to be a little bit, you know, not right next to you because they're afraid of being caught by other supply. They also do this too. If they're looking for other supply while they're out with you, they will, you know, they don't want to look like they're with you. Some of them, you know, they could be out with you at a restaurant or something and could be looking for other supply and try to keep their distance. And maybe they see a waiter or waitress that they're interested in or somebody else in the place. And what do? They like to tell these people, oh, that's just my sister or my brother, okay? So some of them are so ballsy that even when they're out and they see other supply on the side, they may try to get that person's number or something like that, you know, if they see somebody really good. And the way they do that is by not looking like they're a couple when they're out with you. That is a red flag if they seem distant when you're out in public, all right? Next, when a narcissist has a lot of supply, they don't want to add you to their social media, okay? Classic, you know, thing that a narcissist will do is they don't want to add you to their social media because they, again, they have their old lady or their old man on there, or they have a lot of supply on there that they deal with. So they may not, they may tell you something like, oh, I don't do social media. I don't have social media. A lot of narcissists like to tell, you know, people that they're talking to, they don't have social media because they don't want to add you, all right? Because they may be in a relationship or married with somebody, or they may just have a lot of supply on their page, and they're afraid that you're going to comment and say something, and they're going to get busted to these other supply that they're dealing with you, okay? When the narcissist may be trying to appear single. So that is a huge red flag, you guys, when they don't want to add you to their social media. Usually they have something to hide, all right? And don't come back at me and say, well, I don't add people to my social media. Well, if you're dating somebody and supposedly you're at a point of exclusivity, if somebody's not adding you to your social media, yes, they are hiding something, okay? Next, when a narc has a lot of supply, what they do is, all of their supply is called just a friend. This is how they mask their other supply. They'll tell you, oh, that's just a friend, or I'm going to hang out with my homeboy or homegirl. They're just a friend, all right? You've got to always question that when somebody is just a friend. And also you have to question if they're too friendly with the person. Another red flag is they always bring this person's name up. See, narcissists, they tell on themselves. So if they're always talking about somebody, oh, you know, this girl or this guy at work, you know, they're wonderful or this, that, or they, like they're obsessed with somebody, they're always talking about them. That is usually a red flag that is somebody that is more than just a friend, okay? But they love to use the, oh, that's just a friend. That's just a friend. Oh, I'm going to hang out, you know, with my homegirl or homeboy. That's just a friend, all right? You always have to be careful with situations like that, all right? Next, another one that I want to add that you should be aware of, you know, about, you know, when a narcissist has other supply or supplies. Narcissists, a lot of times, they want to keep in contact with their exes. Why? Because sometimes their ex broke up with them and they're still trying to get them back because their ex may have caught them cheating or they broke up with them for some reason and they're still talking to their ex. They may not necessarily be back with their exes, but they're still talking about their ex. So if they're always talking about their ex, or they say they're always talking about, oh, I got to go to my ex's house to see the kids this weekend or something like that, this is somebody that probably is still attached to their ex and is emotionally unavailable, and their ex could be the other supply. A lot of times, you guys, the new supply is actually the old supply or an ex that they get back with that they haven't fully cut the cord with. So many people get involved with a narcissist that is still talking to their ex or still seeing their ex on the side or is in a break with their ex. And what do? They come and they tell you that they're single and you get into a relationship with this narcissist. And then all of a sudden, the narcissist, you know, breaks up and discards you and they're back with their ex. Well, that's because they were never done with their ex. They downplayed the relationship to you, but they were still talking and seeing their exes. So if they're still bringing up their ex, or they, you feel like there's still feelings there, run, don't walk, all right? They're not over their exes, and their ex could be their other supply, all right? Moving along on the list that I did, you know, when a narcissist has a lot of supply, one of the other things that they do is they get sick or are working all the time to get out of seeing you because they have to see their other supply. So when you deal with a narcissist who has a lot of supply or another supply, they're going to give you excuses. And the two main excuses that they give you is that they're working all the time or they're sick, because they know you can't say anything, all right? Sometimes they'll even say, oh, I got to go help my mother out. They'll use the mother card, all right, to try to, you know, get out of seeing you. So if you deal with a narcissist and there's always excuses why they can't see you, 9 times out of 10, they have other supply or another supply, all right? The other thing that you need to be aware of with narcissists is when they're juggling a lot of supply, they need to get out and see this other supply. So when do they do that? One of the most common times that they go to see those other supplies, usually it's late night or early morning, all right? Those are the most common. They could see the other supply at any time. They could see them on their lunch hour, or they could tell you they're working and they're going and seeing another supply. But a lot of times what narcissists do is when they leave you, they may tell you, oh, I'm going home and I'm going to bed. I got to be up early. I'm really tired. They're not going home and going to bed. They're going to see their other supply. Or a lot of times they'll see them early morning before work and they'll tell you that they're still sleeping. All right. Classic game. That's why you may call the narcissist in the morning and you're calling them all morning long. They're not picking up their phone. It's because 9 times out of 10, they could be with the other supply. All right. So they'll disappear late night or early morning. Another sign that a narcissist could have a lot of supply is they love to travel. See, narcissists run the mill with the supply that's in their area. They love to hunt out supply locally. But when they hit the wall and they've hit every supply on the dating app or, you know, on social media in their local area, what do they love to do? They love to travel. Narcissists love to travel because they get to get other supply and not get caught, okay? How are you going to catch a narcissist when they're traveling? You're not, all right? Unless you get on a plane and you go try to check up on them, which is very, very difficult, and they know it. That's why a lot of narcissists will have supply all over the place. They could have supply, you know, in other states. They could have supply in other countries. And they tell you that they're traveling on business. They use the excuse they're traveling to see friends. They're traveling to see business, the family. Okay. They're always traveling. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that somebody can't travel, but that is a red flag that they could have supply in other cities. And you need to be aware of that. And narcissists love that. And they love thrills. They love, you know, something new and exciting. So they love to go to a new city and explore and see what's there. So they love to travel. They love to see the supply that's in other cities. Okay. Moving along. When a narc has a lot of supply, what they're going to do, they're either going to fight with you a lot or they're going to give you gifts from feeling guilty, all right? A narcissist that has a lot of supply will, you know, they'll fight with you a lot. And why do they fight with you a lot? Because they want to get out. They need an excuse to get out and see the other supply. And a lot of times when they fight with you, it's over something small, okay? Like you left the coffee cup in the sink or you left the socks on the side of the bed. And then you get into an argument with them and boom, that's the best excuse for them to walk out the door, okay? And they love it because they could justify their cheating by saying, you know, oh, you fought with them, all right? They twist it around and make it like, well, you fought with them, all right? And you're sitting there with your mouth open like, what the hell just happened here? Well, that narcissist just played you because they're fighting a lot with you because they have other supply and they need a way to get out. And the other, you know, clue that they could be cheating on you or have other supply is that they give you gifts or they do nice things for you now and then. Narcissists, like I said, they can feel guilt and I've seen it, all right? They'll never admit to it and they block those feelings of shame, but it makes them feel better about themselves subconsciously, maybe to do something for you. So, you know, it justifies that they can go out and cheat or do something, all right? Also, go listen to my podcast where I really lay it down, where I talk about things that a narcissist does when they're cheating, because a lot of this is overlapping. But this is more about, you know, you're dating somebody and they have other supply and you're not aware of it, okay? The other thing that you need to be aware of is when a narcissist has other supply or supplies, they're not going to have a lot of energy. So when they're with you, they're going to be falling asleep on the couch, all right? Why? Because they're run down. They're not resting. They're running from supply to supply to supply. So a lot of times they may come to your house and they're falling asleep on the couch and you're like, why are they so tired? You know, why are they always sleeping all day? You know, and this happened to me and this happened to people that I know. Why? Because they went to see other supply before they saw you. Okay. So they're not resting. They're not going to bed. Narcissists are living double lives. A lot of them are living double lives. And when they see you, they're run down and tired. And what do? They're falling asleep and napping on the couch because their body is wearing out on them. All right. So these are just some of the things that narcissists do that will give you an indication that there is other supply. The biggest indication that you will know, you guys, that there's other supply is that they disappear or ghost you. Biggest red flag that a narcissist has other supply. The basic thing is, you guys, they're not with you 100%. That's how you're going to know that this person has something else going on. You will feel it in their energy because they may be with you, but you feel like they're not really with you. Their mind is somewhere else. They're on the phone all the time. They seem disinterested in what you have to say. And why is that? Because they have other things going on in their lives and they're not focused in on you 100%. So you will know by the level of energy that they give you whether they have other supply. Another clue too, you guys, with the phone, when they have a lot of supply is a lot of times they keep getting calls coming in when you're on the phone with them and they tell you, oh, that's my mother again, or that's my cousin asking me this. Or they constantly have to keep picking up other calls and they're using excuse and saying, oh, well, that's Aunt Joan or that's Aunt Mary or that's my homeboy asking me a question. Okay. That could be a red flag that they have so much supply, they keep getting beep-ins when they're on the phone with you because these other people are calling them and they have to pick it up. And another thing that they love to do, and this is classic game, is when you're on the phone with them, the phone will drop, all right? They know they can't tell you, oh, I have another call coming in, because if they feel you know the game, you're going to get suspicious. So what they do is they drop the phone, all right? They just hang up the call and you're sitting there like, hello, hello. And then what happens is you end up calling back and you're like, what happened? And they tell you, they gaslight you and they tell you, what do you mean what happened? What happened to your phone? That's your phone, not my phone. Your phone keeps dropping. Classic game. If you're on the phone with a narcissist and the call keeps dropping, that is a huge red flag that 9 times out of 10, they are dropping the call with you because they have other supply calling in. Don't be a sucker. Don't fall for it, okay? Now, I'm not saying a call can't drop. You have to use your common sense. So all you trolls that come back at me and say that, that's not what I'm saying, and stop taking it so literally. What I'm saying is that this is classic game, all right? Classic game. I know it because it's been played on me. That's why I could speak on it. 99% of the things that I tell you guys, I have experienced. So I know what it is. I know it exists. And I'm trying to expose the game and educate you so that you don't become a victim of a game with a narcissist who's playing you and has other supply. Okay? So be aware of all these things. That phone will keep dropping. All right? Or they're going to use excuses and say, you know, oh, that's, you know, a family member or a homeboy or something like that. This is all game. All right, you guys? And a lot of them, too, have a second phone. So what they'll do is when they're on the phone with you, they'll tell you, oh, can you hold on a minute? I got to go get my laundry. They'll go downstairs. They'll hit up their other supply because their other supply is calling because they don't want to look like they're ghosting and they're doing anything. This is how they juggle, all right? This is how they juggle. And they may have another phone that you don't even know about. Some of them will tell you they have another phone and they'll use an excuse and they'll say something like, oh, I got a special at T-Mobile or I got a special at this phone company for 2-for-1 for the phones. It's all bullshit. They have another phone because they have to be able to be free and be able to contact that other supply, all right? So, and that's also how they get you with the locator too, because they may tell you, oh, we could put our locations on. Okay. You know, this way you could trust me, we could put our locations on. They put their location on, and what do? They leave that phone somewhere with the location on, and they leave with their other phone, okay? Classic game, you guys. Don't be a sucker, all right? The bottom line is, if you have to question it, then there's something usually wrong. Trust your gut. Go by how you feel. If you feel like this person is not really, they're with you with body, but they're not with you, you know, in attention wise, they seem like they're not, you know, there in the relationship, they're just there in body, then that person 99% of the time has something going on and has other supply. Okay. One other thing that I want to add, okay, when a narcissist has a lot of supply, I already mentioned they don't want to add you to the social media, but they also don't want to put in a relationship with you, let's say on Facebook. So they'll do the dumb routine and they'll say, oh, I don't know how to do this. You know, I don't believe in that or this and that. So many narcissists that have other supply have no relationship status on their Facebook. All right. Why? Because they'll be in a relationship with somebody, but they'll tell that person, you know, I don't believe in that. I don't like people knowing my business and everything like that. Sure, they don't like people knowing their business because those people are their other supply on the page. So of course they're not going to want them to know that they're in a relationship with you. So don't be naive. Don't be stupid. You know, if somebody's in a relationship with you and you're in an exclusive relationship, they should have no problem putting in a relationship with you. If they have a problem with that, then that is a red flag, okay? That they're trying to hide something. They're trying to hide something. And a lot of them say, well, I don't want people in my business. So I don't want people in my business. That is an excuse, okay? That is an excuse because they already made a commitment to be in an exclusive relationship with you. So they should be proud of you and should want to make it public. If they can't make it public, that is a red flag. They got something to hide, all right? So if somebody's serious with you, they should put it in a relationship and shouldn't care who sees it, all right? Because they have made an exclusive commitment with you, all right? But they will try to gaslight you and get out of putting that so that they could go and they can inbox other people and there's no relationship status on their Facebook, all right? I always tell people, and the person that they're inboxing thinks they're single. Okay. Meanwhile, the narcissist is playing both sides to the middle. They got you on there thinking that you're in a relationship with them. And meanwhile, they're hitting other people and they're actually, you know, these other people are going to ask them, are you single? And they say, of course I'm single. Of course I'm single. Meanwhile, they're in a relationship with you and there's no status there, you know, showing it. Okay. Also, be aware they have other profiles. Nobody has more social media catfish dummy profiles than a narcissist that's either cheating on you or looking to spy on you, okay? Or they're trolling. So that narcissist will always know what's going on because they will have other profiles that you don't know about. Why? Because they're nosy and because this is the way they get their other supply, you guys, all right? So I just ran off a couple of things that you should be aware of. Also, go listen to my podcast about, you know, things a cheating narcissist does. But this doesn't necessarily mean that they're cheating because you may not be in an exclusive relationship with them at that time. But it does. What I'm trying to say is they're lying to you because they're telling you they're single. But when you start to see these red flags, you guys, that is, you know, your way, God's way of telling you this person is not completely single, all right? Probably not single. So if they're talking about their exes, if they're disappearing, if they ever ghost you, huge red flag. Don't take that lightly. Anybody who ghosts you, they either, they don't give a shit about you or the bigger reason they ghost you is because they have somebody else, okay? And they can't pick up that phone because they're with that other supply. And then they hit you up the next day and they give you a bullshit excuse saying, you know, oh, they fell asleep early. Oh, I'm sorry, I passed out. Oh, I left my phone downstairs. Oh, I left my phone in the car. Classic game, you guys. Don't be a sucker, all right? So anybody ghosts you, you leave them on a permanent ghost out the door because that's somebody that's disrespecting you and playing you for a jerk, all right? There's no excuse for that. No excuse. If you're in a serious relationship or you're dating somebody seriously or they say they're dating you seriously, that is a huge red flag, all right? And, you know, this really is another thing that I'm just going to throw this in here. But when you start dating somebody or talking to somebody on, let's say, you know, you meet them on a dating app, which, you know, 90% of the people on there are narcissistic or people in relationships already and scammers. But what they do is, you know, they'll tell you, I'm centering in just in on you. Trust and believe, they're not centering in, just in on you. Why? Because they don't have to, you guys. You have no way of checking them. But this is another way that they try to fool you, okay? They try to fool you in thinking that they are only talking to you, all right? I'm going to add one last red flag for you guys to know that they have other supply, all right? Or that they're not single. I should have labeled this podcast more when you know a narcissist is not single, is, you know, when there's breaks in the texts, all right? When you're texting with this narcissist and it's taking them 15 minutes to respond to every little text in the conversation that you're having with them, that is a red flag that they're having a conversation with somebody else, okay? But they're not telling you that, but they're having multiple conversations with another person or other people. And they do this on the dating app all the time. They're texting constantly other people all the time, all right? And there's that gaps in time from when they get back to you, 20 minutes. You're supposedly having a conversation with them, and it's 20 minutes before they get back to you. That is a red flag. They're talking to other people. And if it happens a lot, this is not somebody who is centered on you. This is somebody that is, juggling other supply, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button, share the podcast, and I got to go because I'm about to be interrupted over here. So, these are the main things that you should be aware of, that a narcissist is not single and that they are juggling other supply. Okay? Have a great day, you guys, and don't forget to share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook.
at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.